people build their own houses.
Yeah, but that has front. They don't. That land's all government land now. I don't think I ever did find a house for my daughters. There she is. This is the side of the our house. It's sure different from the dress then to what the dress now.
Looks like an improvement, Dave. That looks uncomfortable.
Well, they wore beads and jewelry then and bustles. Oh, yeah, I imagine. Because I've got that dress that I have that's 102 years old. It's 13 yards in the skirt.
It is great.
And a beaded collar, you know. And all.
Did you ever see people, you know, after they cut their wheat, did they tie it up or something?
Well, they have a thrasher. They cut it, and this thrasher, they bind, they cut it, and as they cut it, it's on the sickles and all, and it ties as it goes, and the punches out. And then whenever you get it, you let it lay, yeah, it ties with the bundles, and then you let it lay so long and it gets rough, and then you bring this big thrashing machine in and thrash it. Wheat comes one way and the shatter goes the other. And they take that stems of the wheat and they make hay out of that for the cattle.
Yeah. Well, after they cut it off the field the first time, when it came back up the second time,
yeah.
Did they call that anything?
Well, I don't think ours ever come up the second time. Unless we had a good wet fall, you know. Yeah, they call that volunteer wheat and volunteer oats. But most everybody turned their stubble in and got it ready for the next year.
Did you ever hear them talk about shocking the wheat?
Oh, Lord, I have shocking.
What does that mean?
Well, you see, you cut this wheat and it throws it out. It ties as it go in big bundles. Okay, maybe you don't shock it that day. You let it dry out a little bit, and then you go in and you shock it in big bundles, big stacks. And you shock it, and then it finally gets mature enough, ripe enough, then the thrasher comes in and thrashes. Did you ever see a thrashing machine? Oh, my God, I wish I had some of those.
I want you to tell me about some different types of bread that you know about.
Bread. Well, we always made cornbread. We always made biscuits. And we'd make our sourdough bread. And our mothers would always, we didn't know what it was, but store by bread. Because you made, every weekend you made, on Friday or Saturday, you made your bread for the next week. Made your rye bread, we made rye bread, and we made rye, and we'd have, they'd get the rye and make the rye bread, and then they'd take the wheat and make wheat bread, you know, like they make today. But of course ours, then, the wheat, the dark bread wasn't as light as it is now. It was still quite a bit darker because it was of new wheat, you know. Now they have all of this machinery and all to bleach the bread, bleach your flour and wheat. And then you'd go to the get your meal